It's 8 o'clock at night, and passengers are lined up on a stretch of Canal Street near the Manhattan Bridge. They're waiting to board the Feng Hua bus to Boston. It idles by the curb while the Feng Hua staff herds the crowd and the occasional passerby toward it. A grad student, a dental hygienist, and a musician lug their bags down the block and toss them into the cargo hold. About 40 passengers climb on board. They've paid $15 for their tickets, and the trip will take them somewhere around 4 hours. Most of them are focused more on the cost and convenience of the trip than their safety.
My name is Carlos Padilla. I live in Boston, Mission Hill area. And this is my third time taking the Feng Hua bus and never had any problems.
But neither had filmmaker Melissa Donovan, who rode the Feng Hua bus for 4 years until August 16th. On that day, she boarded bus number 82 at noon in Boston for the trip to New York. Donovan sat just behind the driver, her usual spot. About 2 hours later, the bus was heading down I-91 in Connecticut.
It was about halfway through the trip, and all of a sudden the driver started pulling over. And I thought maybe we were getting pulled over for speeding or, you know, I wasn't sure. But as soon as he pulled over and opened the door, I smelled the smoke.
Donovan peered out the window and saw flames. A fire had begun in the engine compartment and was spreading quickly. She jumped off the bus and started shouting at the other passengers to evacuate. Two passengers at the back of the bus hustled out the rest of the people.
As soon as I got off, I could see the flames shooting up maybe a good 20 feet. The whole back of the bus started exploding, and it was these loud, I'm not sure what it was, but they were real booms. And with each boom, there was a huge explosion of a flame.
The passengers all got off safely, though Donovan and several others say the driver couldn't communicate with them effectively. They were eventually driven to New York, but once they reached the Feng Hua office there, they say the staff simply turned off the lights and hid. The cause of the Feng Hua fire is still under investigation, but it's the second one in 5 months on a so-called Chinatown bus. In March, a bus run by TravelPack caught fire on the Massachusetts Turnpike. No one was hurt, but the driver was charged with negligent operation. He admitted to the basic facts of the case, though he didn't plead guilty. The Suffolk County District Attorney's Office says he's on a 3-month probationary term. And last December, a bus operated by Dragon Coach ran off Route 787 near Albany after the driver fell asleep. The bus hit a guardrail and caught fire. Several people were hurt, and the driver was charged with reckless driving. New York State Police say the passengers had tried to wake the driver, who spoke almost no English. But it was after the August 16th fire that federal and state officials took notice.
We're not going to wait for a third incident.
Paul Afonso is the chairman of the Massachusetts Department of Telecommunications and Energy, which oversees buses leaving Boston.
One incident is unacceptable. And we're going to make sure that people have absolute confidence when they travel to New York City, they're going to be safe and sound.
Afonso's agency has instituted 3 surprise inspections a month on all buses leaving Boston's South Station. Senator Chuck Schumer would like the same thing in New York.
We've called the federal agencies to do random surprise inspections. If the bus companies knew that they would be randomly inspected, they'd keep all their buses up to snuff.
But unlike Boston, where all buses head out of the same building, New York's Chinatown fleet takes off from street corners and curbs throughout the neighborhood. And interstate bus oversight is complicated. A state might be responsible for making sure a bus's brakes, tire pressure, and engine are okay, while the federal government checks to make sure the companies run safely. That's the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA. Senator Schumer says their data shows a real discrepancy between the Chinatown buses and big national carriers.
The federal agency rates most of the major Chinatown bus companies as way below safety standards.
The FMCSA gives bus companies safety scores on a scale from 1 to 100. The lower the score, the better. For safety management, which includes drivers, buses, and general safety practices, the national average score is 29. Feng Hua scored a 71 in July. New Century Travel got a 91. The company that owns TravelPack scored a 97. And Dragon Coach a 99. Many of the other Chinatown companies were too new to even have scores. A former federal bus inspector reviewed the safety data for WNYC. He says it's the way the companies managed their safety practices that led to such high scores. They've had drivers who worked after the hour of service limit. There were instances of speeding and questions about whether or not drivers were properly screened for drugs and alcohol. No one from any of the companies involved responded to repeated calls for comment. Each company has had a federal enforcement case against it. Still, all the companies are legal and insured, and all have the highest possible compliance rating from the FMCSA. A spokesman for the agency wouldn't talk on tape because the FMCSA is focusing on hurricane relief efforts, but he said he was satisfied that the buses on the road are safe. He added that the agency is keeping a close eye on these bus companies and watching their safety scores. Senator Schumer isn't satisfied with that. He says the agency is overstretched and can't adequately do its job. He says they should hire more inspectors to keep up with the growing number of companies. But for the hundreds of passengers who travel on these buses, many come back to one question. Is there an acceptable gamble between low cost and safety? Riders like Carlos Padilla say yes.
I think I do get, you know, what I pay for safety. So when you fly like a cheap airline, you get what you pay for.
He says as long as the price stays low and the buses are running, he'll keep riding. For WNYC, I'm Lizzie O'Leary.